time to get them ready for the cold months ahead. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Dr. John Doniker is senior veterinarian with Pfizer Animal Health, and he has some tips on getting your horse ready for the winter month.
Okay, the first thing they should be doing, and they could be doing it right now, is making sure they have a good source of good quality hay. Second and third cuttings, probably up in your area. And that is the best cutting if it's been cured right, and that's what they need to be putting in the barn to be fed during the coldest part of the winter. They metabolize hay to create energy, and when they eat hay, they're creating energy to keep them warm throughout the whole entire day. One of the biggest misconceptions is that when it's cold, you just pour the grain to them. And what happens is that horse feed is broken down and metabolized by the horse within 1 to 1.5 hours. So then they go for a long period of time when they're not breaking down energy actively to keep them warm.
The old days, you fed the horse hay was the old tough stuff, and you're saying, no, you want the good stuff here.
Yeah, you want the good stuff. The old tough stuff you feed to the cows, or you can feed it to them, you know, when there's still a little bit of grass pickings out there that they want to kind of have something else to chew on. But really, if you have any questionable hay and you've got an abundance, you give the questionable hay to your cows, your goats, and your sheep.
The ruminants can handle it.
You got it. That's exactly right.
Okay, what about now as far as conditioning? You want to have a pretty good layer of fat on that horse going into the cold weather?
Actually, if they are just of a body condition score of maybe 6, 7, or 8, you don't want them overweight or obese. I mean, really, Mother Nature kind of helps the horse, because right now is when many parts of the country go through a little bit of a rainy period. Many times when fall rolls around, there's a period of the 3 or 4 weeks where you get some rain and you get a little bit of flush in the grass, and that's enough to give the horse just a little bit more nutrition to put on just a little bit of weight.
So they'll fatten up really by themselves, given the right feed supply.
But I would not actively try to make them fat. That just doesn't make sense.
Okay. What about housing for them?
Well, in your neck of the woods, every horse needs to have the ability to get out of the wind. They need a windbreak, whether it's a run-in shed that has a southern exposure, or you can actually take some of the large bales, just something to break the wind. Horses then will do well. And this is true. I practiced up in Saskatoon, which is quite a couple hundred miles further north of where y'all are, and they did fine, as long as they have a windbreak and a source of clear water.
Dr. John Doniker with Pfizer Animal Health. I'm Bob Meyer on Brownfield, Ag News for America.